Estevan. On October 13, Estevan Police Service members responded to a report of vandalism at Affinity Place. Statements and video to be obtained. Matter is still under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call police at 306-634-4767 or Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers. The same day, officers received a request to keep the peace when a landlord was issuing an eviction notice. Members attended, and no issues were reported. On October 14, traffic stop resulted in a 72-hour suspension and a 5-day vehicle impound. The vehicle was stopped after leaving a local business that sells alcohol. The same day, police received a driving complaint in relation to vehicles speeding in the hillside area of the city. Members attended and did radar for an extended period of time and were unable to detect any speeders. Police also received a complaint in relation to a landlord refusing to turn over mail received for a past tenant. Officers spoke to the landlord and were advised all the mail had been returned to Canada Post. The complainant was advised to speak to Canada Post. The same day, police received a report of copper wire being taken from motors from a property in the industrial area of the city. As a preventative measure, police ask the public to report any suspicious vehicles observed in any areas so members can attend to identify the individuals and the vehicles. This matter is still under investigation. Officers also received a report of possible suspicious activity. The individuals were selling items and the profits were supposed to go to help families in need. Matter is still under investigation. Police also received a report of an intoxicated man walking in the central part of the city. Members located the man, transported him home and left with a sober individual. On October 15, EPS members located a vehicle leaving a local restaurant. A traffic stop was conducted, and a mandatory ASD test was performed. The result was a 72-hour driving suspension and the vehicle was impounded. The same day, police received a noise complaint from an apartment in the north end of the city. Members attended and spoke with the residents at the apartment. They were warned of the bylaw. Two curfew checks were completed on October 15 as well. Both subjects were not home and will be charged with failing to comply with conditions of their release. A report of mischief was received. A man struck the windshield of a vehicle belonging to the complainant. Matter is still under investigation.